a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A woman has gone to Kmart, and it's not her usual thing to complain, but this time she has. She's gone to the comment section on the actual Kmart website.
Okay.
Because she's not happy with a product that she bought.
Right.
Okay. That product I've sent to you, if you want to open it up and have a look at it.
Sure.
Just let us know what it is.
All right. So it's a lace bikini brief.
Yeah.
So it's the triangle at the front with the strap around the hips.
Yes.
Either side.
Yeah.
Let me just have a look at a different angle. There we go. And then it's a sort of a lacy arrangement at the back.
Yeah.
That is also triangular in shape. Yeah. So it covers half of each buttock.
Yes. So they go for about $2.50 to $5, right? This woman said that she is very upset because she said this Kmart white bikini literally turned see-through the minute I got into the pool at my family barbecue.
Oh.
I just feel like the design is so impractical. How are we supposed to swim freely if everything is literally on show as soon as we get wet?
No, I see what's happened there.
Yeah, what's happened there, Tom?
So she's taken bikini as a cut. And assumed it's a bikini.
Exactly. She's taken white undies and wore them as bikini bottoms to the family barbecue.
Yeah.
White in colour, went see-through at the family barbecue.
Oh.
And then she's very upset with that.
Yeah.
And has gone to Kmart to write a review. Now, then other people have written back and said, briefs are underwear.
Mm.
And these are bikini cut, like you mentioned. I'm sorry this happened to you, but... this is the way it is. Another person said, didn't the fact that there was no bikini top not give it away that something was awry? What about the lacy behind? Did that not give it away?
Yeah, that is a good point.
Well, she is not having this at all. You would think that she
she's snapped back like a G-banger.
Snapped back. Yes, like the quality stitching that Kmart can only provide.
Yeah.
She has said, don't make up lies just to defend Kmart.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Right? And then... she said this. Oh, my God. You think that you would be like, oh, I'm such an idiot, you know, whatever. She said, sorry, hun, but that just sounds wrong to me. If a bikini isn't swimwear, then what is it? Is it opposite day?
What is it, opposite day?
What is it, opposite day?
Amazing.
No. You bought undies, mate, and you wore them as bikini bottoms.
Mm.
White in colour. They went see-through. Just go with it. Lean into the fact that you were wrong. Please don't double down. Is it opposite day? Whatever day it is where you are, you need a break.
That reminds me of the story of the time you won over your father-in-law to be by launching yourself into their pool. Thinking Wombi was going to drown, but he's a dog, and so he can swim.
No, he fell to the bottom.
And then you Wombi! Threw yourself in. And you wear like a full-length dress anyway, but it was white, and so you got out of the pool. And after that, you were welcome back anytime.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Brought this story to the table yesterday because people were flaring up and the rage continues.
Mm.
So
love rage. Good emotion.
A guy inflamed passions around Australia by posting that he had gone to a cafe, had a coffee, and then thought, you know what, we'll have another one. So I had ordered a second long black. The waitress came over and said, second long black? Yeah, no worries. So $4.50 for the long black.
Sure.
And then he went, you know what, I'm a little bit peckish. Can I grab one of those white chocolate and raspberry muffins?
Yum, good
nice.
Choice.
We've always been tempted, but we're all tempted by those, aren't we?
Yeah.
She goes, sure thing, babe, that's $7. And he's like, okay, that's pretty expensive for a muffin, but treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And she goes, do you want it warmed up? And he goes, yeah, that'd be nice. Cold Melbourne morning, you know.
Melt that chocolate a little bit.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, with the coffee and a nice warm muffin. And then when he went to pay, he got stung $1 for the cost of warming up the muffin.
Ridiculous.
That is crazy. Insane. Insane.
People have lost their minds.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was all swirling around yesterday. What people have managed to do is work out which cafe it is.
Oh, no.
God, people are smart, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is just out of interest, really quickly, is anyone in support of the cafe saying, "Oh no, that's fair"?
Not one. Good. The cafe are defending themselves, and they've come out on socials and going, "Yeah, it was us." And and they've slammed rogue vigilantes for sending death threats and trying
to
destroy their business.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Don't do that. Yeah. But how have they tried to justify it?
Well, so they've slammed him for trying to vent on Facebook because I don't know what he does for work, but apparently he sells the idea of spiritual life practices and being grounded, yet flipped out over a muffin.
Okay, yeah, but still, that's fine. Mm. You can be a guru and still be peed off that someone charged you $1 to heat a muffin.
Your muffin.
So the food, basically what they're saying, it's a sad world when a local cafe that aims for nothing more than customer satisfaction and community values to be upheld gets threatening messages from rogue vigilantes about wanting to see us go out of business over a muffin being prepared and served to quality standards. They're saying that charging $1 helps them supply the highest quality heat warming.
Did they?
Muffin. Yeah.
Because I saw an article as well that said that the $1 fee was a mistake. But despite them writing heat standard on the receipt.
No, there's no mention of that. They might have been pulled. They might have.
Uh-huh.
We start each day at redacted cafe name.
Yeah.
With kind hearts and happy faces and the enticing perfume of freshly baked treats that make our mornings all the more sweeter. Then you walk through the door and the magic begins.
Oh, my God.
So two things to their statement is, one, no, they shouldn't cop death threats or people wanting them to go out of business or vigilant, that sort of stuff. So don't go that far. Let's not be crazy over this sort of thing. But two, having to spend $1 on getting your muffin heated is nothing to do with the quality preparation of all their foods and their ingredients is ridiculous. This morning, when I picked up our coffees, Tommy.
Yes.
I asked the question of our wonderful, the cafe staff where we go.
Grounds of Society.
Yeah, okay.
Ellen, our barista.
Yes. And I just said, because did you try and get her on the radio?
On yesterday and she was reluctant to talk on the radio, put it that way.
They were so busy. There were coffee orders galore. It was
likely story there.
Yeah, at 6:30 in the morning. She said, I ran that by. I said, all Tom and Log wanted to talk to you about was the fact that this happened in a cafe in Melbourne.
Mm.
Ordered a muffin with their coffee, charged $1 to heat the muffin up. She was flabbergasted.
Okay.
She's like, I'm not surprised. But that is ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
What's going to happen though? Like, obviously, I feel bad because businesses, you know, they're failing and everything, and it's kind of like, okay, but where's the line? Because one day, am I going to go into a cafe and they're like, "Oh, you're sitting in the dark. Do you want us to turn the light on?" That's 50 cents. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That seems crazy that they're charging to heat a muffin. What happens if you get a toasty?
Yeah,
oh my goodness,
that's right.
You can't have a toasty.
No,
that's too far, Log.
I know. It's like, oh, it's $2 to heat it because the sandwich press, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you go Harvey's with someone else and you shout them a toasty and then you can both get
You can have the one side of it toasted.
Apparently the cafe did free muffins yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And cool. I'm back charging $1 to heat them up today.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I have, you know, just the weird things when you're sitting on the couch at night, kids are going to bed, the house is quiet for the first time, and just this thought popped into my head.
Yeah.
And I thought, we've been sold one of the great myths of all time. Have you heard, of course you have, that no two snowflakes in the world are the same.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like fingerprints, everything like that.
Yeah.
Mm. How the hell do you know? Like, seriously, Log, put your science brain on, pop your little nerd cap on.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Can I take this one, Tom?
Yeah, you go for it,
bud. No, we don't know.
Okay.
Don't.
What I'll say to questions that come out like this, someone might say, how do we know the Earth's not flat? You know?
Yeah.
I would say a big term that just has an umbrella over the whole thing, science.
Yeah, no. That's a cop-out. So is the Earth flat? Is the Earth flat? Science and discovery and adventure and all that has proven that.
Yeah.
What Are you telling me you've gone wandering into the snowfields of Alaska and checked out every single snowflake and you can guarantee that no two snowflakes are exactly the same?
Tom, did you?
I mean, for good, you can't prove it.
I think they've sort of just done a bit of a
not just
extrapolation.
A sort of,
they've had a look. They've gone, well, this seems to be the case.
How do you know that every fingerprint's different?
Because they can check. There's a database of enough.
They can check.
Billion people.
Really? Are you going to go to the bloody, the back streets of wherever, Mongolia, and check people's thumbs?
Sample sizes of a billion fingerprints worldwide and none of them are different. Then you can extrapolate.
Mm.
You have not looked at a billion different snowflakes.
Oh.
Under a microscope.
You'd have to do it quickly. They melt pretty quickly.
Thank you very much. How do we know that one that just fell this morning when it was a little bit colder and it fell from the sky? How do you know that's not the same as one from 1972?
I know he's been on the show way too long because now his brain is starting to turn to mush.
You know I'm right. We don't know. We've sold this myth. Oh, the snowflake. Everybody's... And you know what? Everybody's a snowflake because they're all individuals.
What is happening?
We don't know that every snowflake is different.
Okay.
Full stop. What an epiphany.
Do you know...
Genius.
Okay.
Pure genius last
You've
night.
You've never been more of a conservative middle-aged white man.
No, that has nothing to do
than
with it.
Right at this point
nothing
in time. Well
it.
Done. You've hit peak.
No, yeah. Everyone hit peak. You know I'm right.
Right wing, no, right man, you know white
I'm
man.
Right.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So I was asking, I've got a mate and I'm just like... I love you so much, but you were so the opposite of me because she went to get a tattoo on the weekend, walked in there. One of our other mates is getting a tattoo as well. The juxtaposition is she knew exactly what she was going to get. Mate A knew exactly what she was going to get, design, placement, everything. Mate B walked in like, nah, I don't know. Like, I'm just, I know I want this, but I don't have any pictures or I'm not even really sure where I want it. And I'm like, insane man.
Does mate B have already a lot of tattoos?
Nah, just one. From like years ago.
The idea of not knowing where you want it put, that's the one that gets me.
I know, right?
Like you could have a general idea. I kind of like this sort of, but maybe you want some input from the tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Like this design, but I want it in this position.
But literally going in and not really caring.
Nah.
Like, and I'm... I'm the opposite. I would be like, oh, my God, is this right? Is it thin enough? Is it fat enough? Like, what
for
is it?
For you too, though, you're a clean skin, so you don't know.
I don't know.
See, when I got my juicy tat over my lower back.
Oh, the one with the roses?
Yeah, when the pistols.
Yeah.
And the arrow that said wrong way, go back and points up. So none of that could have gone anywhere but my lower back. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were only going to do the short version of that from now on.
That is the short version. You've met me. Talia's in North Geelong. Morning, Talia.
Morning.
Hey, have you ever gone into a tattoo shop and just gone, wow, what do you got for me? What do you reckon?
It's a funny story. So my best friend for years, she's actually a tattoo artist in Geelong, and she's been begging me to get a tattoo. I never had one, clean skin, and I just felt like I was bored on a Saturday, and she said, I've got an opening for you. And I went in and she covered the whole back of my left calf.
What?
Whoa. That's
what?
A big first step.
And I had no idea what I wanted. I'd looked at portraits and different things, and it ended up being two massive koi fish on the back of my calf.
Oh,
nice.
Oh my God. Are you happy with it?
I'm happy. I love it to death. It's the only tat I've got.
Oh, my God, that's so cool and just wild.
Would have been funnier if it was like a portrait of her giving the thumbs up. All right. No, I like that. We've also got someone else on the line. It's always risky going to someone we've never spoken to before. But good morning. Thanks for calling the radio station. You're live on air. Have you ever walked into a tattoo parlour and just sort of gotten something?
Yeah, for sure I have.
Have you got lots of tats yourself, though?
No, I got three or four, but traditionally I turned 18 and I was a pretty nice kid when I was young, and me and my best mate went, right, we're 18 now, let's go get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Walked into the shop, didn't know what we were going to get, and I've ended up with a worm on my back crawling in and out my skin, and my mate got the traditional eight ball on his arm. On his
So random. So random.
Maybe matching.
The old worm and eight ball combo.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Time of the week where things get serious, although there's a lot of giggling that is happening at the moment because you two are about to act out a movie together. I have to guess the movie. If I get it correct, I win the game. And I guess we all win because that means you two have been good actors.
Yes.
Now, before you finish, right, sorry, you had your hand up, but I know you're going to say, right at the end of your acting, you'll say, and scene, so that I know that the acting is finished and now you're back to normal.
That's right, and it helps to do the pulling down the curtain hand movement as well.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Get in the zone, Tommy.
Cool, here we go.
Oh, my God. Right.
I'm excited to bring this one to you, okay? Also worth noting that the biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Thanks to those guys for helping us bring you I Feel Seen. Okay, I'm procrastinating now. Here we go. You have no idea how bad it gets. I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple of high altitude redacteds once or twice a year. You are too much for me, Annis. Son of a horse bee. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Then why don't you just let me be, huh? It's because of you, Jack, and I'm like this. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm nowhere. Oh. Get off of me!
And see.
What just happened?
We just acted out a very moving scene from a very famous movie. I have no idea.
You don't know?
No idea. I'm so sorry. It sounded country. It sounded sexual.
We thought the line would have... Do your famous line again.
I don't know how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's not The Notebook, is it?
No. Have a listen.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Then why don't you?
Why don't you? Oh, hang on. Is it Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah. AJ's in the news booth, like, gesturing wildly, like, I know that movie.
Sorry, AJ.
Great movie. What
did you think about the acting there, AJ?
It was different. I was very impressed by both your performances there.
Different. That's what I'm after. I'm looking for different.
Well done.
Thank you. There was a lot of swears in that scene that we had to sort of edit and self-edit.
No,
that's why
I love the bit where you went from fighting to... To not fight.
It's a fine line, isn't
Go
it?
Go on. Do you want to act us out with a bit of that end bit?
No.
I've got the audio of Lingy going. That'll do us for this week's I Feel Seen. It's back next Wednesday for our friends at Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
It's Tom, Lingy, and Luggies. I Feel Seen. This lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. K-Rock. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.